Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. More details are starting to emerge concerning the April 20th avalanche on Loveland Pass that killed five people. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center released its final report Wednesday. Much of the report is based on the sole survivor of the slide, Jerome Boulay of Crested Butte. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher spoke with CAIC Executive Director Ethan Green about an accident that they say could likely have been prevented.
What did he tell you that you didn't know before?
A lot of times in these reports, we can kind of make some educated guesses about things that happen, but we tend to be pretty careful about speculating because, you know, we're dealing with some very sensitive subjects. And so in this case, you know, really being able to talk to him and have us have him explain to us what happened, it took away a lot of the speculation and it allowed us to really describe the details with a lot more confidence than we would in some other accidents.
Why is it important having those details? What kind of difference does it make?
Really to explain to the best of our ability what happened to people that people know, to around accidents that happened this year, and really hope that people can learn from them. You know, there's going to be people out this weekend in the same sort of snowpack that these folks were in, and hopefully they'll be able to look at this report and apply some of the information. You know, for all of us, we really want to use this event. It's a tragic event, but really, you know, the only thing that could make it any worse would be for us not to learn from what happened.
This particular avalanche was so massive that the outcome perhaps in some ways was unavoidable. And I wonder what you think about that. Sometimes folks seem to imply that these things just happen.
You know, from looking at this avalanche, our conclusion was that it was avoidable. And the reasons are that the group read the avalanche advisory and talked about the problem, but then the steps that they took to address the problem really weren't adequate for this type of avalanche. And the reason potentially for that, and we don't really know, is that this type of avalanche was really large. It's larger than the avalanches that most people come in contact with and that most people prepare for when they're taking, you know, some precautions to mitigate the risk from avalanches. And these gentlemen did take steps to mitigate the risk based on their discussion and what they had talked about. But in this particular case, they just weren't big enough.
That was CAIC Executive Director Ethan Green talking about this past weekend's deadly avalanche near Loveland Pass. I'm Elise Thatcher.